Chapter 4. Hacking AI Systems. Want to see a tank disappear? Have you ever had to hack a military satellite to see an aircraft carrier disappear? Or have you ever wanted to hack an in-home voice system like Amazon Alexa or Google Voice? If these are not enough and you want something a little bit sexier, how about hacking a self-driving car? Now, what if I told you you could reprogram these and other AI systems to do not what they were supposed to do, but what you want? And you can do it not from a computer terminal, but from the real world without leaving a digital trail. This is not science fiction. These attacks are possible today, and they are happening with increasing frequency. The hacking of AI systems is completed through techniques known as adversarial machine learning. This field of research has grown rapidly over the past decade. Back in 2011, some of the first major breakthroughs in adversarial machine learning were published in academic journals. The next year, in 2012, 4 academic papers were written about the topic. The number grew rapidly to over 100 articles in 2014. By 2020, over 2,000 papers were being published each year. And these are just the academic journals. At the same time, hundreds of off-the-shelf attack libraries are available online. Big companies like IBM provide adversarial robustness tools to test for vulnerabilities, while startups and defense contractors are pouring investment into the field. But despite these advances, few leaders in business, cybersecurity, or national security are aware of the magnitude of these capabilities. Would-be adversaries and hackers alike are rapidly gaining capabilities, while defenses and active prevention measures are lagging. This is primarily due to an information gap between adversarial capabilities and leadership priorities. As AI technology matures, it is accelerating into more and more mission-critical systems in business and government. On its own, this is fantastic. Greater adoption of the technology will lead to world-changing breakthroughs. But greater adoption comes with greater risk that the technology will be attacked, corrupted, or manipulated to serve the aims of the attacker. AI attacks can be as basic as injecting a few pixels onto an image or putting a sticker on a stop sign. Or they can be sophisticated, multi-step processes involving both traditional cyber attacks as well as adversarial machine learning. The implications and ramifications of these attacks depend greatly on the use case of the AI. Confusing an AI picking cats out of internet photos to share with cat lovers is unlikely to yield anything meaningful for the attacker. Hacking a self-driving car, on the other hand, and forcing it through a busy intersection can put lives at risk. Even use cases within the same organization can vary greatly. Hacking a fraud detection AI can allow an attacker to subvert a bank's fraud detection system. Hacking the same bank's marketing bot will neither cause meaningful harm nor provide significant rewards. Hacking AI works primarily by weaponizing data. Because AI systems need to take in information, data can be manipulated that can subvert, break, or confuse an AI system to achieve a hacker's aims. This takes advantage of nuances in how AI systems learn and how modern AI systems look at new data to make decisions. Because the data itself is weaponized to take advantage of the architecture that underpins AI systems, these hacks are difficult to prevent entirely. This also means that hacks can be extremely inexpensive and relatively simple to carry out. At UC Berkeley, Professor Dawn Song has been studying adversarial machine learning and its rapidly emerging capabilities. It's a big problem, she says. We need to come together to fix it. The fact that AI is now being hacked is not unique to AI. All digital systems start to be a target for hackers and security researchers once they reach a certain maturity and adoption. From the internet to the Internet of Things, digital technologies have become targets for hackers wishing to disrupt business or government operations, steal information, pose illicit ransoms, and other aims. Currently, the cybersecurity industry preventing these cases from happening is a $500 billion market globally. That AI is now falling under attack is a continuation of the trend of technological maturity attracting an attacker's attention. While it is unclear exactly how hacking AI will continue to evolve, we can learn from history. By looking at security patterns from other digital technologies, it is clear that hacking AI is only going to accelerate in the coming years. Take, for example, the PC market. The first PC was released in 1975. This Altair 8800 did not receive widespread public adoption. It was expensive and its functionality was limited. Therefore, not too many people focused on hacking it. Over the next decade, PCs evolved into systems that are recognizable to children today, including the Apple Macintosh in 1984. From 1984 continuing to today, the PC market has exploded. Now, it is not uncommon for there to be multiple computers in a single household. The rapid rise of the PC made it a prime candidate for attackers. In 1989, Robert Morris started experimenting with Unix sendmail and built a self-replicating piece of software. This software worm replicated onto the open Internet, which at the time had very few protections. This resulted in an accidental denial of service, DOS, attack. Estimates on the high end are that Morris's worm caused upward of $10 million in damages and caused the entire Internet to slow to barely usable speeds. Later that same year, the Stalg Linux virus was created, and then it was off to the races. Cybersecurity was a real risk. The creation of adversarial machine learning mirrored Morris's experimentation. Hacking AI started off as experiments into understanding how spam was getting through spam filters. The first breakthrough involved fooling a simple computer vision system into thinking an image of a panda was not a panda. But in recent years, these attacks have become more realistic, with successful hacks on in-home voice assistants, self-driving cars, and advanced cybersecurity systems. Now, it's off to the races for AI hacking. The AI kill chain. In military circles, a kill chain refers to the structure of an attack. It consists of a few basic steps, including identifying a target, deciding what to do about the target, and executing against this decision. Kill chain systems can be extremely narrow, such as two jet fighters in a dogfight, or broad, such as great power competition. Breaking an adversary's kill chain, meaning their ability to respond to threats, is a critical element to successful battle strategy. Knowing what their kill chain is can be critical to successfully degrading an enemy's ability to wage successful military operations. It is critical for business and military leaders alike to understand the AI kill chain. By understanding how an attacker will operate, we can defend our systems and prevent attacks from happening. Likewise, we can understand how to get inside an enemy's AI kill chain using these same capabilities and methodologies in an offensive manner to successfully degrade, cripple, and create mistrust in an adversary's AI capabilities. A commonly used kill chain example is find, fix, fight, finish. I will use an example of a platoon engaging in small arms combat to illustrate. First, you start by finding the enemy. This can be done through intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets, or simply by locating an enemy through a scope. To fix the enemy, the platoon commander might pin the enemy down with suppressing fire. Next, she can order the platoon to directly engage, fighting the enemy. Finally, the platoon will finish the enemy by eliminating enemy combatants or effectively disrupting their ability to fight, thus ending the kill chain. The AI kill chain is made up of similar parts. It consists of find, access, generate, fire, finish, feedback. In the first step, find, an adversary will identify an AI system in use. This could be through active monitoring of a network, through knowledge of a system, or from the company or organization's own press releases about a new AI tool. The goal of this stage is to identify not only that an AI is in use, but to learn as much information about the system as possible. Conducting reconnaissance and active monitoring of the AI, called AI surveillance, is critical during this time. Next, an adversary will attempt to access the AI. There are three common access types of AI. White box access refers to when an adversary has complete insight into the AI, including its underlying training data and underlying logic. Gray box access is when an adversary only has access to information from the AI's endpoint. The endpoint is the part of the AI that picks up information from its environment, such as a camera, microphone, or cybersecurity node. Black box is when an adversary has no access to an endpoint and only knows about the AI's use, but can get no information from it. Access will determine the type of attacks that an adversary can perform. The more access an adversary has, the more powerful the attack can be. During the generate phase, an adversary will create their attack. Depending on the attack vector, such as whether the attack is starting in the real world or the digital world, generating an attack can take time and computing power. Some attacks are generated to be single pieces of data that, when fed to an AI, will cause the AI to break. Other attacks involve feeding information to the machine to see its response. Whatever the attack type, though, generating is the most sophisticated part of the operation. This is where knowledge and understanding of AI is most critical. When the adversary fires their attack, it is the same as firing a weapon. They launch the attack at the AI and hope that it hits the target. In this case, the hope is that they are able to successfully corrupt the logic of an AI with sufficient strength to achieve their goals. If successful, they then finish, taking advantage of whatever opportunity they were attempting to accomplish. Finally, a good adversary will create a feedback loop at the end in order to continually learn from their attacks and increase the speed and accuracy of their kill chain. Hacking a car through a stop sign. One characteristic that sets hacking AI systems apart from traditional cybersecurity attacks is the ability to originate these attacks in the real world. This is due to many AI applications constantly taking in data from their surroundings, such as voice and sound for in-home voice assistance or full-motion video of the environment for a self-navigating drone. The ability for AI systems to take in new information and respond in real time is part of what makes these systems so valuable. It is also a large part of what makes them vulnerable as well. Adversaries and hackers can use the persistent collection capabilities of the AI as an attack vector. In 2018, AI threat researchers found that they could successfully hack a self-driving car from the physical world. When most people think about hacking a car, they tend to picture a traditional cyber attack, such as hacking through a connected Bluetooth device or through the car's communication system. What was unique about the 2018 attack was that the researchers never needed to communicate with the car at all. They hacked it through stickers. The research team was looking into how attackers might cause real-world damage to self-driving vehicles by using adversarial machine learning. First, they trained an AI system to recognize street signs. One interesting element they uncovered during the data selection and cleaning process was the fact that regardless of angle, most signs are extremely recognizable. The AI system had very little trouble picking out the signs from its surroundings. However, the uniformity of the signs also made the AI system quite fragile. The team took advantage of this fragility and used it against the AI. First, the team ran a series of tests to understand how the AI could fail. This process involved interjecting noise into the images prior to feeding the images into the AI. After running thousands of experiments, the team had a good understanding of what could cause the AI to mid-classify a stop sign as, say, a yield sign, or as a 70 miles per hour sign. The team then created a set of stickers. When applied in the appropriate pattern, these stickers would fool an AI into thinking the stop sign didn't exist or was another sign altogether. The unique element of this case was that the stickers look completely harmless to a human observer. A year later, at Calypso AI, my team and I replicated this and several other attacks. We built engines for targeted attacks, meaning we transformed the stop sign into a specific other sign, and untargeted attacks, meaning we simply caused the AI to misclassify. Other researchers have replicated this attack using flashing lights, painted dots on the road, and other basic constructions. Creating these attacks have become a popular competition at conferences like the hacking conference DEF CON in Las Vegas and university hackathons. The ubiquity of creating these attacks is part of what makes hacking AI so dangerous. Every day, more attacks are created and new skills are learned by students and would-be adversaries alike. But as of today, very few effective defenses have been developed.